Okay, start whenever you'd like, David.
Okay, I'd like to call to order this Fort Point Channel Landmark District Commission hearing for Thursday, September 10, 2020 at 6 p.m. You can participate in this hearing by going on our Zoom meeting link in our agenda posted online or by calling 926-205-6099 and entering meeting ID 899-5393-5015#. You can also submit written comments or questions to fortpointldc@boston.gov or via Twitter with @BostonLandmarks. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design review applications. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, we are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Fort Point Channel Landmark District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone or video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov or via Twitter with the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag FPCSEPT10Hearing. All right, so the first and only item here tonight is application number 211041. That's 44 Farnsworth Street, and the proposed work is at the Farnsworth Street facade main entrance, construct a new entry portal with new stone storefront doors and signage, and replace granite pavers with brick. So if the applicant is there, they can introduce and get started.
Sure. So my name is Bruce Clifford. I am a director at CBRE. We manage a half dozen properties in the Four Point area for Nuveen Real Estate. And we thank the commission for hearing us again tonight and for all of your efforts in the past in the right direction on our design. We're here tonight to request final approval for the design that Fusion has put together for the entry portal at 44 Farnsworth Street. And I think without further ado, I will turn this over to Jennifer Peters, Robina Shepherd, and Olivia Galati from Fusion to walk you through the changes that we've made since our last presentation and hopefully get any feedback and try and finalize this design.
Okay.
Great. Robina, do you want to lead us off?
Sure. Good evening. My name's Robina Shepherd. I'm a senior designer at Fusion. I did not participate in the previous presentation, but I have been working on the project all along. So what we have put together for you this evening is updates based on your feedback from that last presentation. The first slide here are the images of the precedents that we used from the neighborhood to inform our design decisions, which I believe you guys reviewed during the last presentation. Could you switch to the next slide? These are some existing photos of the current exterior, which is what we'll be updating. Specifically replacing the existing granite with a new native stone granite that will be flamed, replacing the signage, increasing the size of the entry doors and adding a transom above the entry doors. We'll also be adding new signage above the doors and a new blade sign. Liv, could you switch to the next slide? So this image here, is Liv controlling or is?
I am.
Bruce. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, so is this Bruce's submission? So is this just the drawing set?
This is what was submitted with the application or for the presentation tonight.
Okay. Right. So
if you have something more, I'm happy to, you can share your screen.
Maybe worth having a share. We've added some dimensions and a few other things just for clarification for the presentation purposes that supplement the drawing set that you had already received.
Okay. Who would like to present?
I have it open, so I don't mind sharing my screen if that works for you, Robina.
Yes, sorry. Right.
I need to make you a co-host.
So it would be Olivia.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So as Liv is jumping this in, the one thing I would mention, we did drop off a sample that was requested of the stone. So that was provided. I hope you guys got it. Because I think the stone in these images looks very light. And this is, the stone that we've selected matches a lot of the existing buildings down there where they've done improvements.
And commissioners, I believe Mary included that in her staff comments, a photo.
Oh, good.
Can you guys see my screen, okay?
The name of that stone was a Deer Isle, if that helps.
The Deer Isle. Deer Isles.
Deer Isle, okay, yeah, that's pretty common.
Okay, so there's the hole. Okay.
Thanks, Olivia. So these are some existing images of the exterior of the building based on comments from our last presentation. You guys wanted to get a look at the symmetry of the exterior elevation because we were proposing some infill in an area of our entry, and that would have changed the symmetry of the overall exterior elevation. So we've made that update and removed that infill, that stucco infill. Liv, can you? So here you'll see, this is a up close rendering of our entry portal. And at the area above the entry and the column to the right, that's where we were previously proposing to infill with the stucco that has been removed. The existing brick remains. So the facade is essentially staying as is. The new interior granite is that Deer Isles, which does appear slightly lighter in the rendering, but if you see the image off to the right, it does have a darker speckle to it. So it will have, it won't be as light once it's actually installed. We are going to install a new backlit sign above that door. The new entry doors will be a bronze finish, and we've added that transom above. We also raised the blade sign that's shown to the left to be between in that square area above the JSI sign, which was a request that you guys made during our previous presentation. And here we're just showing some overall dimensions for the new signage. I believe that was some information that you guys wanted us to share based on our last presentation. So overall width is a little under 6 feet. Height is 3 foot 5 inches. This will be a bronze laser cut dimensional sign that will be backlit, mounted to the granite. And the overall height of the new storefront system is going to be 10 feet. The overall height of the new doors will be 7 feet, and the metal trim is approximately 4 inches wide. These are some additional dimensions for the new blade sign that we're proposing. It will be approximately 2 feet high and 2 feet 2 inches deep. It will be bronze finished, and it'll be internally lit with white acrylic. And this is just a plan view from the construction set of drawings that we shared with you, showing the new storefront, the vestibule, and then the new interior doors that we'll be adding as well.
Can you go over then the finishes? Are the finishes going to be thermal on all the surfaces, or are they going to be different on certain surfaces?
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
The finish of the granite, is it going to be thermal on all surfaces, or is it going to be, you know, is it going to vary?
I'm not sure how to answer that question.
So do you mean the flamed finish or the kind of the rough hewn? Yes, it would be all the surfaces. We were looking to make sure that it's sort of a matte, low sheen, but also, you know, for safety, no slip, and again, a little bit rougher of a finish.
Okay. And then the ceiling where the lights are, what is that going to be?
That's exterior gyp that will be painted.
Yeah. All right.
I have a question about the signage above the entry. Has that changed since what we saw last time, the 44 and the starburst?
Yes, it has.
And that serif font. I feel like the 44 in the blade sign and the 44 on the rug, which are the same font, have a much different feel than what's now over the door, which is more traditional with the serif and that like Garamond font, and we just have a real modern feel, and then we have a rather traditional. Just curious.
Yeah, you know what, Rubina, let me jump in here. So Bruce, again with CBRE, that is a good observation, and some of the rationale for the change, Lynn, was that since they have a number of different buildings, they wanted to create kind of a branding for all their properties, so they felt a little bit similar, or it felt like a portfolio. So this stamp mark is part of the design that we're hoping to use at a number of buildings. So I absolutely hear you, you know, that the contemporary is the blade and the more traditional is the internal. Is that something you'd like to see kind of that blade sign conform a little bit closer to the facade signage or the portal signage?
I think that it would be nice if they were consistent.
Is one of them the logo more or what?
Yeah, the logo is the one that's against the building with that stamp.
Okay. Then perhaps you would want to maintain consistency with that on the other signage and the rug. I mean, it's your brand, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's a very good point. So would you guys be in favor of maybe taking that disc style and creating it on that blade sign?
I think you could still use just the cutout numbers. You would just, it would just be a different font. It would be, would that work? It might have to be a somewhat bolder version.
Yeah. So, you know, the bottoms don't have that base, et cetera. So
the serif, yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes absolute sense.
Yeah, I think it would be nice if it were still just the numbers and maybe not the additional kind of semicircle stamp for the blade.
I agree.
To keep it a little lighter.
Yeah, I would also agree with that. And I don't know if I'm going to run contrary to others, but I kind of think it's a fairly modern introduction, the entry, and to me it kind of begs the sans serif numbers that are on the blade sign. It feels like it's more appropriate to the entry, which I think you've done a nice job with. And I know we started the discussion with maybe taking the version of the fours above the on the transom. but maybe there's some discussion about doing the opposite.
I agree. I don't know how far along you are with your brand identity that you're going to, you know.
I mean, I agree. I think even the sort of off-center positioning you have of the 44 that's on the blade sign, to me, I think that would be better looking just if you had it in that same position and the same font style in the entry there. You can still superimpose it over that starburst, but to me, that is a much more attractive contemporary expression than the aligned 44 with the serifs on it. So I don't know. It's up. It's all about your branding. So,
I mean, good feedback. I would say the opportunity maybe is to take that branding and do it more internal as opposed to the address on the, you know, at the entry doors. So whether you reduce it into the, you know, directories, into the, by the elevators, maybe even an interior walk-off mat that accentuates that design, we can figure that out. But, you know, we'll definitely take this back to ownership and have Fusion do some image renderings that we can revisit if that's acceptable to you guys.
Yeah, I think so. And then just whatever, I would say you could just share that with staff, whatever the final decision is. And I know I was looking through the staff comments, and there was something about the blade sign being lit. Is that, I mean, typically that's something we try to steer away from. I mean, on one hand, I don't mind the sign, the blade sign, because it's kind of simple and it doesn't have a big sort of circle or round form to it. To keep having these blade signs be lit like this, is it really an important thing to have that be lit?
I think my take on it would be, because of the positioning of this building on the street and, you know, wanting to, you know, kind of bring the inside out a little bit, I do think it actually enhances the feel of the neighborhood by doing it. You know, and it, the portal and the existing entry does sit somewhat deep. So if you're coming down the street or looking down the street, you really don't have a sense for this building until you're right up on it. So I would argue that, you know, I think the internal illumination in this kind of nice, simple, modern way really does enhance the building and sort of enhances the street. So if you're open to it, I would personally prefer to keep it. I think it is something that, you know, only betters the neighborhood by having it, and it's not so big that it's it feels like it's an intrusion.
I would also just add, the end of Farnsworth Street, as we all know, is closed off, right? So there's no access to Seaport Boulevard. So this is definitely something we're trying to enable folks, you know, evening, whatever the hours are, to be able to look down that alleyway and see the building from that sidewalk.
I don't want to have this thing be so super bright. I mean, if there's a way to have it be lit, but not have it become sort of a street lamp type of illumination out there, that's the thing that I get concerned about, because it could be something that's really overpowering. And we have no way to kind of guide that or control it other than to say that we either don't want it lit or we want to make sure that it's toned down as best you can, but still have it be readable.
Is there sort of a maximum light output that that you'd like us to stay?
Yeah, okay, that's the thing. I'm not a lighting engineer, so I don't know to lumens from, you know, I don't know how to define brightness in terms of a certain number value, you know, so it's a hard call to make. But
if it would help, Jennifer, that lighting could be put on a dimmer system.
It could be adjusted
to numerous levels.
Yeah, it would be an LED fixture anyway. Yeah. And LEDs are inherently dimmable. So yeah, I think for a minimal cost, we could do it that way and have some adjustment.
I think that would be the best thing, because then you can certainly then make a decision in terms of how bright it needs to be to have it be seen. And then if you can get away from the cool white look of an LED and get a little bit in the warmer side.
Yep, we can do that now.
I think would be better also. I'm not sure what your LEDs are going to be in the entryway, if that's intended to be a blast of white, which, you know, that's again your call. But
yeah, I do like the fact that a warmer white, you know, a more neutral warmer white, not a blue.
Yeah, I think that would be good there. And I like the fact that that's going to be this really sort of blazing sort of bright spot encased inside the opening, and that will spill out onto the sidewalk as well. And I think that's fine. So I mean, I like it overall. I think it's going to be quite nice. And the bronze doors, I think, are a good choice. So I'm fine with it. If the other commissioners are, then we can maybe make a motion with some provisos to it based on the lighting intensity and such, and then the ultimate design of the numbers.
Can I just add one thing that I know Fusion, we had it in some earlier renderings and then we kind of pulled it out because we thought it could be a budget issue, but there was one adjustment that we didn't make to this plan that I just wanted to run by you because I think it's probably more in character with these buildings when we look at other properties we have down there. And what I'm getting at is you've got the 2 3-foot doors with side lights on either side. And one of the earlier renderings we had, which I don't believe we showed you, but as part of our design exploration, there was almost like an 8-inch curb so that storefront wouldn't sit right on the ground. It would be up, you know, 6 or 8 inches. And that's really for maintenance, right? To make it easy for that metal and storefront to be maintained as opposed to having it right on the ground. So I don't know if I'm really explaining that well. But that stone, what we have at 3341 is that same, it's the same stone as we're putting on the side. It's that deer aisle, but almost like a curb for maybe the first 6 to 8 inches, just to try and maintain that storefront a little bit. Is that something that you would be okay with?
Well, so you're saying that in this rendering, you've got the storefront bronze color that's reading across both at the side lights as well as the threshold of the door or the bottom of the door. So you're saying you want to bring granite just across the 2 side lights and then have the doors obviously be the bronze. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So that storefront on the side light sits on top of this kind of granite curb.
So you don't think that'll be kind of a disruption in the sort of nice clean line that you've got there now?
Well, I think as you bring up kind of the clean lines, absolutely. And I think where I was picking it up was from, that's the similar entry style at 3341 right across the street. And I think in those buildings in that.
Because see, what I like about this is that the entry feels as though it is simply made up of this opening of granite, and that this storefront is then just inserted into that field. And that's what I think is nice about this. If you start to put the granite on the bottom of those side lights, then it becomes it sort of loses that narrative a little. Why do you think it would be more maintenance this way?
You know, I'm thinking of, well, I would say this, I agree. I mean, the other thing too, this entry is much different from 3341. That entry is right on the street. It's right on the sidewalk.
Yeah, so it's more vulnerable.
So I think this is a little bit different application. I was just thinking more from salt and sand and shoveling and equipment going right up against it. But, you know, I think this is a little bit more protected.
Yeah, I think you're far back enough. Certainly you're not going to get any, power equipment that does the street sweeping. You might have a shoveler get in there, but I tend to think that this is kind of makes it really nice. And then, like I said, the architecture of the entry is what reads, and then it's just like the glass is just set up against the sides of that as a secondary piece. And I think I like the way that reads personally. So
It's definitely less expensive, so maybe that's the right solution.
Yeah. All right. Okay, do we, the commissioners have any other comments? And if not, I'll open it out to the public. Let me get my script here. All right, so regarding public comment, members of the public are now will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov or Twitter by the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks with the hashtag hashtag FPC September or SEP 10 hearing. That's FPC SEP 10 hearing. And we'll wait a couple minutes to allow the public to submit any questions.
Okay, I don't see anyone. Oh, Sarah McCammon, would you like to make your comment?
Thank you, Sarah McCammon. I'm Four Point resident. And I guess I think it's a very clean design, and I apologize. The BPDA board meeting was running late, so I just came in a couple minutes ago. But the comment, or my surprise at looking at it, was that it just seemed very different from the rest of the street. And so I was just looking for a little context, maybe just in terms of what I know that there are probably different property owners on that street, but what we were kind of looking for as terms of Farnsworth Street in terms of those entrances and foyers. And then also just a curiosity question on whether there was anything going into the craft beer cellar space.
I mean, I could, you know, I can vouch for if I, you know, and you know, you can step in the applicant if you want, but I mean, we felt, and I know that when this came before us for the advisory, we felt this building is such a, first of all, it's a contemporary building, it built in the 80s. So it's a very standalone building. It doesn't have any historic context of any kind on it. And we felt this is a very contemporary expression and not necessarily in need of sort of echoing or picking up on things that are occurring on other buildings going down the line up the street here. This is a very standalone building. And I think as far as I can see, in my opinion, that was why I felt this was an okay expression. And you know, the applicant can weigh in on that as well. Because to be honest with you, I'm not sure what some of the other designs, other than the designs they showed us, the contextual ones that gave them some inspiration, which are in various places in the district. I think this is, it's kind of enough of a standalone that I think could hold this kind of a strong entry.
I agree. And I mean, the building has postmodern detailing.
Right.
And some of it you're getting rid of, which I'm glad to see.
And it's very similar to what was there when you look. If you look at the original, other than that big metal contraption with the address, that's gone. But then the shell that you're left with is clad in granite. It's just that the granite is a very close color to the brick, so you might not stand out as much as the lighter Deer Isle does. So in that regard, and I, you know, the design of it isn't much different other than the color selection. And I think the lighter color of granite, I think, would be a closer match. The Deer Isle is actually a closer match to the concrete work, the precast concrete that's going on in the building. And I think that's probably fine, and it helps make it, I think, stand out more as the entrance to the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sarah, this is Bruce. Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. Sorry,
no, I think David and Lynn definitely hit on it that, you know, as we looked at the building, there really is no historical context for it as there are for some of the other buildings in the neighborhood. If we were looking at some of the others, I think our solutions and suggestions would be a little bit different. But in this case, again, you know, the latest renovation was in the 80s, and really, you know, we're trying to kind of take away from some of the renovations that have sort of tried to be historical, but inappropriately so, if that makes sense. So keeping it clean and modern seemed to be, you know, more in keeping with the building as a whole.
Sarah?
Yes, please.
Clifford, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. So I guess, did you see the existing conditions? Were you there for that part of the presentation?
No, I apologize. And I appreciate hearing from the other commissioners and from Jennifer the context, because I really didn't realize that it was a newer building, and I was just kind of thinking about the rest of the buildings around. So again, my apologies. I was on another Zoom meeting that was running late.
Quite all right. I just figured it would be helpful for you to see the existing and understand what the existing.
I had taken a quick look to see the existing. Mm-hmm.
But our goal on this whole thing was to add more light to the lobby. It's very dark, so mm-hmm. we're pushing that with the increased height of the glass. And then we really wanted to get rid of that stone that really has no connection to that area. So we wanted to pick a stone that was kind of native to those buildings. And I think we accomplished that. And, you know, our goal is to take this really dark entry and give it a little bit more light. I think there are two lampposts out in front of the building. So this will really give it a little bit of a center to attract folks who are going by to know where they're going to get into the building. So anyway, I don't know if you have any other questions. I know one of your questions was on the beer company, and we're still working on some retail opportunity there. Retail, as you may understand, is a little bit challenged these days, but we still have some hope to secure some type of retailer in there at some point.
Great. Well, thank you all. And I'm sorry again that I came in late, and I appreciate you bringing me up to speed. And I like the look. I was just, as I said, I was just surprised.
Oh, sure.
May I ask a quick clarification question since you have this slide up? It looks as though the existing granite extends out onto the sidewalk, and I wasn't sure when that goes away in the surround piece, what happens to that? Can we all say sort of nasty granite that you're going to get rid of?
We'll be infilling the sidewalk with brick similar to what's in the sidewalk currently.
Thank you.
I think that's a standard City Hall brick.
Yeah. All right. So that you'll just continue the running bond pattern through there, I guess is what, although it looks like it switches direction. If you look at the left-hand photo, the running bond seems to be going perpendicular to the circulation. And then when it hits that column, it turns, I believe it turns. Well, maybe not. No, I guess it's all perpendicular all the way up to where the
band.
Yeah,
it looks like there's just a band framing the concrete on the
side. So I would
sidewalk.
Just have that kind of read through. I would get rid of the band and have the running.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And I think we're showing that on the updated rendering.
Yeah. I think I saw that, so. All right. So is that it for comment? Any other comment? Or Sarah, are you okay with everything?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments, Joe, coming in?
No, David, we're all set.
All right. So would someone like to form a motion?
I move to approve the application as submitted with the can't think of the word.
Provide.
Thank you. that the applicant come to staff with revisions to the transom signage.
Okay.
Relative to font that we discussed earlier.
And then can I add the applicant will put the blade sign lighting on a dimmer so that it can be controlled in terms of the amount of brightness, and that the color output be a more warmer and on the warmer end versus the cool. Is that okay to add that, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Would you like staff to review you know, the
ultimate, the yeah. ultimate lighting intensity. Yeah, that would be great if we could be, you know, there. Hold on one second. Let me just get where my bearings are here. All right. Okay, so that's it. We need to, so the vote would take a vote, rather, I should say. Lynn, what your vote is?
Did you get a second?
First of all, we need a second. I'm sorry.
I will second.
All right. And so, Lynn?
Yes.
And John?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. So, all right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
Yep. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. So we have some, that's it for the full, we have some admins we want to read in here.
Yes, I'll just, for the members of the public, the advisory has been canceled.
Okay, so. 22 Boston Wharf Road, that has been scratched. Okay.
So,
all right. So we've got two administrative approvals to vote on. These were applications that came before the staff, and the staff had internally approved them based on their adherence to the standards and criteria. So our vote at the end of reading them in would be to accept their findings. So the first is application number 20.797, and that's 300 A Street. And the work is install new HVAC mechanicals on the roof and modify the certificate of design approval. And this is moved from design review. And then the next is application 21.0136 at 332 Congress Street regarding at the Congress Street facade, street facade above the main entrance, replace rotted wood and caulking in kind and paint to match the existing. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
All right. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay. So they pass. All right, we'll do the ratification for the 8:13 minutes at a future meeting, probably next month. And so what about any staff comments, Joe?
Just that Mary will be back next month and she's on a well-deserved vacation. So.
Yeah, well, we missed her. We won't hold it against her that she wasn't here. So.
She wanted to be.
Yes, I know she did. That's great. All right. And but just for the record, I had gotten a text from Tom. He had said he was on his way, but had got called away in a meeting at the last second and asked if he was needed. And I said no, that we were fine with quorum. So, all right. So if that's it, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second.
A second.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. All right.
Good job, everybody.
Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe.